And Willoughby.
Thanks, Dieter. The Prague Stock Exchange has had quite an up-and-down week, or rather down and up. While Tuesday saw record selling amounting to around $500 million, on Thursday share prices grew by 7.3%, the biggest daily increase for over a decade. The Prague Bourse has been responding to trends on international markets.
Tax on labor in the Czech Republic is among the highest in the developed world, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says in a new report. The OECD recommends a reduction in mandatory payments from wages, saying those revenues could be raised in other areas, such as environmental or property taxes. Individual income tax is 8.4% of income for those on an average salary in the Czech Republic. But when social insurance payment is added, it amounts to the fourth highest rate in Europe.
The national carrier, Czech Airlines, plans to focus on passenger transport in the future and will offload other unrelated activities, CSA's president Radomir Lasák said this week. CSA cargo, catering and duty-free are all due for the chop. The company will also lay off staff. Between 10 and 20% of its workers will be let go. The airline is expected to lose over $20 million this year, slightly more than in 2005, though Mr. Lasák said it should return to the black in 2008.
Prague's authorities have sold over $40 million worth of city property since the start of 2006, substantially more than in previous years, Hospodářské noviny reported. A city councillor told the Daily the rise was due to the sale of a valuable property near Old Town Square and a site near the National Theatre. Prague's total property is valued at over $30 billion.
The Czech Republic needs more nuclear reactors. The head of the State Authority for Nuclear Safety, Dana Drabová, said at a conference this week. She believes only new nuclear technologies can meet growth in demand for energy in the decades to come. The official government forecast is that consumption from 2020 will be 50% higher than the current rate.
One of the Czech Republic's richest businessmen, Zdeněk Bakala, is to invest in Respekt, a liberal weekly. Mr. Bakala, who co-owns the coal giant OKD, said he had no intention of trying to influence its editorial content. Respekt is majority owned by the aristocrat Karel Schwarzenberg. He and Mr. Bakala have reportedly agreed to turn the weekly into a non-profit organization.
And finally, if you've lived in the Czech Republic, you'll be familiar with složenky, which are kind of reverse postal orders used to pay bills, mainly for utilities, at your local pošta. But from next month, consumers will be able to pay složenky in newsagents. The lottery company Sazka plans to use its network of terminals as alternative payment points. That should increase its profits and cut queues at post offices.